We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
From Learfield on the K-State Sports Network, live from the Power Cat Sports Grill in Manhattan, this is the Jeff Mitty Show, brought to you by People's State Bank, serving Wildcat fans since 1897. People's State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. And by the Kansas Soybean Association, the Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. This is the Jeff Mitty Show. Here's Brian Smoller.
And good evening from the Power Cat Sports Grill on the west side of Manhattan. It is another edition of the Jeff Mitty Radio Show. We're glad you could join us again today for another edition. And a lot to talk about here today, no doubt about it, as the Wildcats come in after a 2-0 week, a win over number 11 Texas at home, and a thumping delivered to the Longhorns, and the series is never seen. And then, of course, the road win at Texas Tech on Saturday. Brian Smoller with you, and how about a round of applause for the head coach of the Wildcats, Jeff Mitty, who joins us here after an incredible week of basketball. Boy, what a difference a week makes. Mike Clark, who's here, our good friend, a longtime baseball coach at K-State. I know you've known him for a long time, came over and had those exact words. What a difference a week makes. Such is the life of college sports, right? You kind of ride the ebbs and flows in the roller coaster sometimes.
Well, yeah, not just college sports, NFL sports.
I didn't know if you wanted to lead with that or not. We're both in deep depression today, but Jess Sheba celebrating somewhere.
I, you know what? I almost text Sheba the other day. I was so much. It's funny you say that because she is a Patriots fan, and I almost texted her. I can't remember. I was driving somewhere, and so I couldn't text, you know. So I I need to text Sheba whenever I get to Milo, and I forgot. I got busy, and I forgot. Thank goodness I forgot, because I'm sure I'd have gotten some texts today or last night during the game. But what a great game that was.
It was. Unfortunately, it didn't go the Chiefs' way.
No.
Yeah. That's such a sport.
Yeah, you know, yeah, it is. I mean, I was you know, you talk about our week. I mean, you know, you come off a tough one last Sunday, and then you get opportunities, though. And I think, you know, one of the things I've told our group is that if you play hard and you play together and you got to be ready for those opportunities. If you don't, you won't take advantage of those. And it's the same thing when you're talking about bench players. You don't know when your opportunities are going to arise, and you've got to be prepared and ready. And I think our group prepared. I wasn't sure going into the Texas game. Our practices have been good, but I think we mentioned it on the show that there was a little bit of that kind of hangover effect of the disappointment of Sunday and not playing well and not playing with the energy. And so I wasn't quite sure, but obviously we shot it so well that and we were really moving the ball well. So there was just a lot of good things happening, and our group really sustained it for that game. That was good to see.
And then kept it going at Texas Tech, which we'll get into here coming up. I know it wasn't a perfect performance. I've kind of let it slip there in the third quarter, but able to recover and win on the the road, which isn't always easy to do in the Big 12.
No, and I think what you're going to see at the end of this year is that the league is stronger at the bottom than it's been for quite some time. You know, over the time we've had some teams go 1-17, 0-18, and you're not going to have that this year. I don't think.
No.
I don't think. I just think you look at a team like Texas Tech, who last year went through the coaching change, and I mean, that's a front line of Brewer and DeGrade, who are top 100 kids. They had the Goodson kids sitting out from Arizona State, who we knew, a Texas kid. And then you throw in Chris Lincar, who has been one of the surprises in the league for freshmen, leading the league in scoring. So that's a fairly talented roster, and yet they're I think they're gonna get some wins, and I don't think it'll just be home games. I think they'll have a chance to knock people off, and we've seen that with Kansas, who has a veteran roster. In some cases it might be experience.
Right.
Kansas veteran roster. So I just think the league from the bottom is much, much stronger. I don't know if the middle is as strong as it's been. I don't know if that's the case. I don't know if the middle is as good where we've gotten six teams, but I certainly think the bottom is capable of knocking off more teams than they have in the past.
Yes, they are.
I don't know who the bottom is, but
right.
I'm just saying the bottom in general,
whoever
it is capable of knocking people off.
Right. Whoever ends up as 9-10 certainly are more of a threat than they've ever been before. That's very well said. We've got a lot to get to on the show. Love to hear from you. You can give us a call on the old style telephone. We don't get many calls anymore nowadays. Everybody wants to hit up on social media or questions otherwise. But you can give us a toll free call, 1-866-577-8228. If you're like Coach, you're driving, you don't have ability to text. You can also join us on Facebook Live on the broadcast and get in a comment on there. We'll take your question on there. You can also give us a shout out on Twitter. We put something out a little bit earlier. And we've got three questions today from the audience. And all three questions are about recruiting.
Okay.
So we'll get to recruiting a little bit later, just some news and notes. There was a little bit of commitment news on K-State social media this week, but obviously can't talk too much about that. But we'll talk about the signees of K-State and needs and that sort of stuff coming up a little bit later as per the questions. So before we go to our first break here at the outset, though, let's jump in at Texas Tech a little bit more, because the game – you mentioned the powers that they have on that team. You look through the conference, and most everybody's got two players. They've got two kids that are just special talents. And Texas Tech's no different, with Brewer and Carr notably. And then you have the others, right? Like you said,
yep.
Great, Zuri Sanders, and some others. Brewer and Carr, you hold to 4 points each in the first half. They only score 20 points. A team that averages 77 a game. You had the stat before the game. They've led more minutes in the Big 12 than they had the entirety of the conference season last year. That's a good team. What did you do defensively that kept them so much in the doldrums? They look completely out of sorts for the first 20 minutes.
Yeah, you know, we really just tried to make it hard on them. And I say that, and that sounds simplistic, but in terms of the point guard Carr, we wanted to try to get as much size around her as possible. So, I mean, that's a simplistic way of putting it without me giving you our scout. I like the Facebook Live, but I don't like the Facebook Live. Okay, so we did want to get as much size. She's a 5'5 point guard, so you want to get as much size around her as possible. Make sure she's taking tough shots. We had seen, and you got to see it in the third quarter, where she got through there for layups in transition. So the first thing was, could we get our size set? Now, some of that occurs at the offensive end. You don't have live turnovers. You don't do those things that just get them out in running. So it's not always that it's just a defensive game plan. It's got to have good balance both ways. And so we tried that. And then with Brewer, I thought we were just okay on Brewer, and yet we did a pretty good job on her. Going back on film, I didn't feel like we got on her left hand as much as we wanted to. And
she's a left-handed player, so that's her strong hand.
Yeah, so we wanted to get on that left hand, and I don't think we quite did it as well as... And then you saw her in the third quarter just kill us. And I really felt like I'd played 40 minutes, because, I mean, I was screaming to get more help in there, And we finally were able to do it. But first half was great. Second half, not so good on either of them, really.
Well, Brewer is a special talent, and you'll get to see her here in Manhattan coming up. But we saw it as a freshman, 6'5", so athletic, has now the ability to hit the outside shot. And she showed off the whole game there in the third quarter. Really kind of blitz K-State, Texas Tech did. You called a couple of timeouts trying to stem the tide. You mentioned it after the game that pressure on the wings, them defensively, Texas Tech's defense against you was causing some problems.
That's where we've got to grow up. And I keep preaching to our team. You've heard me say this numerous times that we're having to still, if I'm talking to Rachel, Rachel's the only one, and I might be lucky if the one person I'm talking to is listening to me. The other ones are like, oh, he's talking to Rachel, you know. Well, the same thing occurred in that game. It started off with Chrissy had it taken from her in the trigger. Jason had it taken from her in the trigger. Goth had it knocked loose in the trigger. And you're like, okay, does everybody have to get one out of the way before we get the message that they're hammering the trigger? And that's got to be part of the growth of you're coming in off the bench going, okay, they're really getting after us. And what we call the trigger spot is that wing area.
Right.
And so, you know, growth for us, I think, if you really take the totality of the game, growth for us is that we won a game on the road with Kayla Goth really struggling.
Yeah.
And obviously the maturity of KG is the fact that in the fourth, she was able to settle herself and get to the areas of the floor that we wanted her to and make big plays at critical spots. We were down eight numerous times. She gets it to six. She gets it to four. Tech has to collapse around there. So that was growth for us to be able to win a game where, you know, one of our scorers didn't score as much as normal.
Goth was amazing down the stretch, really spearheaded K-State in the final few minutes. K-State, as Coach mentioned, down eight early in the fourth quarter. They go on an 18-3 run to take the lead on Tech and then never relinquish from that point forward. Cats hit 10 of 14 free throws in the fourth quarter alone and seal it off and picking up another win against Texas Tech. Seven straight in the series now in the back pocket of the Wildcats, and they've won six straight in Lubbock against the Red Raiders as well. So big win for the Cats. Plenty more to talk about on that. Speaking of Goff, she's in the news. Big 12 just announced today, this afternoon. She is the co-Big 12 Player of the Week, along with Chrissy Carr getting a Big 12 co-Freshman of the Week. How that is historic, we'll talk about that. All will return on the Jeff Mittig Show on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
All over the country, more and more communities are making the change to biodiesel made from U.S. soybean oil. And the decision continues, improving the health and welfare for millions of Americans while adding billions to our national economy.
Explore the promise of more with biodiesel, America's advanced biofuel, at kansassoybeans.org/biodiesel. A message from the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff. Progress. Powered by Kansas farmers.
With 11 locations across the state, most K-State fans have a People's State Bank location close to home. The People's State Bank offers loans of all types, including ag, commercial, home, and business, plus a wide range of checking account options as well. Put their knowledgeable staff to work for you. Find out how one of the 11 statewide locations can help you. Visit psbbanks.com. The People's State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Bill Snyder with some straight talk about opioid addiction. Today, opioid overdose kills more Americans than car crashes, and Kansas is not immune. Deaths from opioid overdoses among young people have risen dramatically in our state. I urge you to make this crisis a priority among your families and your friends. Healing starts with understanding the problem, recognizing the warning signs, and having the courage to act. Our young people need our help. Talk. It truly matters.
Life after 65 is better without healthcare cost worries. Yes, Medicare has deductibles and coinsurance, but a Plan 65 Medicare supplement from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas picks up where Medicare leaves off. Protect yourself from out-of-pocket Medicare costs so you can budget worry-free with Plan 65 Medicare supplement from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas is not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program.
I hope they had some.
Back on the PowerCat Sports Grill, Jeff Bitty Show here on the west side of Manhattan. Plenty of questions from the audience today, talking about recruiting, which we'll get to in a little bit. We also have a couple on Facebook in regards to the game that just happened. A couple of big wins. Gary Van Cleve jumping in, saying great win Saturday. Carlos Barreros saying the same thing. Hallie Ann Lennon saying nice couple of wins. Keep up the good work. So a lot of people jumping in saying that they loved the Wildcats this past week. All right, Texas Tech. We'll get to the positives of the win of the Lady Raiders in a moment. One question that we have from Kevin Riley says, hey, coach, just curious, why are we not following our shot? It seems mostly on three-pointers, but it looks like a release and turn and run to the other end. We have talked about this in years past. That's part of an assignment, especially against teams like Texas who love to get out and run the other way, right?
Yeah, well, it depends on we designate who our transition D is. So we have a very designated formula for that. So the rotation is, if they're a three-point shooter, we don't want them fading away from their shot. So we do want them, their momentum going towards the rim, and we do want them to take a step towards. But then at that point, if your duty is transition D, then your job is to get to half court and make sure that we have good defensive floor balance. And we've been pretty good at that. One of our sayings is DYJ. One of the challenges, or one of the things we haven't done a very good job of, is offensive rebound as a group. And we're getting better, though. We've gotten better. We've gotten more second chances. The Texas game, we got more second chances. So that's an area that we're getting better at.
Those two teams that you played last week are among the best in the Big 12 and Texas nationally in rebounding. And both games were very close in the rebound battle. So you're doing something right in that regard.
Yeah, we're getting, I think, more people to rebound down defensively. And that's an area that our wings have to get better at, because they're put so Goth has to get better at it. Chrissy's got to get better at it. Rachel's got to get better at it, because that's an area that, whether we're man or zone, we're not huge down there. You know, we got decent size, but it's not like, and we probably don't have that. You know, Peyton's doing a great job, I think, of really snatching some balls, you know, in some areas. But we've got to get our guards to do more of that. And so many times, like Kaylee Jones gets locked up with a bigger body, and she can't get off that player. She can't release to go jump. Well, she's done her job by locking up with that player, and that's where those guards have really got to rebound down much better than they've done. They've gotten better, though.
I would say one player that has been great in that regard, and we've really seen the explosiveness in her abilities, is Jason Beard. Play against Texas Tech, especially early, going against her former coach in some regards across the way, Larry Tidwell, bench of Texas Tech. Beard played inspired basketball for you.
She had a great first half. Had a little bit of the turnovers in the second half. And Tech did give Tech credit. They made some good adjustments. You know, the other team, they've got some pretty good players, too.
So they're trying.
They're trying. They're trying. You know, they're trying not to let us score. And so they made some good adjustments. And we need to react. We need to readjust quicker. And that's where we struggled. But Jay Beard had a really good first half, really active. And I think the key for Jay Beard is, the more comfortable she gets, she'll continue to rebound better, because you could see the explosiveness and the athleticism. And she's got good timing, too. She's got good timing to get there. So all those things are really good.
Beard ended up with 9 points in the game, 3 boards, but she had 8 rebounds in the game against Texas. Really has played very well here the last couple of games in conference play. School starts up this week. We'll get to that note in just a little bit. But this time without school has been good for players like that, new to the program, trying to learn and get involved. We've seen Ashley Ray earn back-to-back starts. Now, a lot of that was Kaylee Jones. I know you're trying to limit minutes or handle them the right way, her coming off that ankle injury and 3 games in 6 days. But Ashley wouldn't be on the court if you didn't feel comfortable with her. I guess take us through what you felt Ashley Ray has done well enough to earn that starting spot.
Yeah, I thought it was one of her better games defensively. She's really starting to see some things better. One of the things I think that we've talked about with Ashley, or and with the growth of her, is that coming from probably just in high school, she didn't have to get out of the paint and do a lot of stuff. They just said, you know, you own the paint down there. you get to the college game and you're required to see all those rotations and hedge the ball screen and red protect the next one and do those things. She has struggled with those things, as a lot of freshman centers do. Now, as a sophomore, she's much, much better. In the playing time, she's just gotten better and better. But she's staying out of foul trouble. She, I thought, had good recognition on when to wall plays off at the rim and when to be aggressive, and I thought she really played well.
That's a good sign for K-State moving forward. We'll get another big body this week. Gerlich inside for Oklahoma State, a very similar type player in the post down low, so we'll see how Ashley does with that. We mentioned it going to break before, but big honors for K-State. Today was announced by the Big 12 that Kayla Goff was the co-Big 12 Player of the Week. And the co-freshman of the week was Chrissy Carr. It's the first time since the 2001-02 season that K-State has swept the two awards. It's the second time ever in the history of the program. The only other people to do it, it was a Nicole Oldie, Kendra Wecker double back in 01-02. That's some rarefied air and some good company there for Goff and Chrissy Carr.
Must have been a good week.
Must have been a good week. No doubt about it.
No, it's great. It's great for them and great for our program. Great for our program. So, yeah, Chrissy's really starting to do some nice things. She didn't have necessarily a great – she didn't have a great game at Tech. She had her struggles in that game, but she has – the. She hits a big three, ball reversal for Peyton, and then – the baseline out of bounds play, she really makes me look good because, and she really helps out Kayla Goff because Kayla Goff totally heard the wrong thing in the huddle of where I wanted that ball to go to. And she throws it to Chrissy, and Chrissy drives it and gets fouled and goes and knocks down one of two, which is a big play at the time. Timeout with 11 seconds. That play was actually supposed to be kind of a gut action play for Peyton to get that shot. And, I know you see my reaction on the sideline. I'm like, what just happened there?
Right.
Come out of a timeout and I pull Kayla over and I go, what just happened? And she's like, I totally did not hear that. I thought Chrissy was throwing it to Peyton. So clearly my English is, but Chrissy made a really good play there. Really drove hard and really was aggressive at it. So,
And her length defensively seemed to cause Tech some problems as well. Got a lot of deflections on the other end.
You know, the thing about that I've been most pleased with her is just the her effort has really been. You look at just freshmen in the league, and I just think she competes. And I think she competes. And while all freshmen have their moments where they drift off and don't play as hard, they revert back to, you know, high school, I think she's played at a pretty high level and competed at a high level really all year long.
And you've challenged her, no doubt about it, during games. You can see it, and we talked about it the last broadcast as well, about how, boy, it's you can see down the road this is going to be a special, special talent. There are moments in the game where she takes over both ends. Like you said, drives and does something or does something defensively, and you're like, that's why she's the number 20 kid overall in the country.
Well, yeah, and we're coaching her, and she's able to take coaching. And, you talk about another player that I'm hard on at times and coach hard is Rachel. And Rachel gets inside the paint for two big buckets in the fourth with a drive to the right side and a play where she curls off of Chrissy into the paint for a layup. And those are plays that we have been trying to get Rachel to make better. Because we feel like that she can do things better. She had another big three on the right wing. I think
huge.
We were up two.
Yep.
That takes us up to five. And so we saw some really good things. If you want to draw it up, we were forced to grow. I'd have preferred we ran away from them, but there were definitely some good things that occurred in this one.
We'll take a break. Come back more with the coach when we return after this word from your local stations on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain, as in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yep, he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spell.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Back again on the Jeff Binney Show here at PowerCat Sports Grill. Brian Smoller, the coach of the Wildcats, Jeff Binney, with you until 7 o'clock. Got plenty of questions loaded up to get to you. Both for Coach Mitty and also from folks here on site, both from Facebook, I should say, and also from here on site. All right, we got a question. Some people noticed a question about the purple jacket that you had against the Jayhawks. I have a question from Facebook that asks whether or not you'll be wearing it even though it was a loss. Will you wear it again the next game?
Yeah, every KU game.
Every KU game, it will always be worn no matter the outcome. Not superstitious.
Am I superstitious? I'll give the office quote. I'm a little stitious, but I'm not superstitious. I think that jacket, I decided when I got here that, that was going to be the jacket I wore for the KU game. So, I'll still have it on.
Did you have a purple jacket when you were at TCU?
No.
Did it ever cross your mind to have a purple jacket while you were at TCU?
Not really. I don't think so. K-State gave me that when I got here, and it was specially made with the PowerCats on the cufflinks. And so, yeah.
I've had a lot of people that have asked me about that jacket, by the way, and in the sense that they want one. So you're setting a trend. Another question from Facebook coming from Scott Thomas. It says, hey, Coach, notice we've run a lot more man-to-man. Are we moving away from being mainly a zone team?
Well, I think it's a good question. I think one of the things that in looking back, I think our zone has been very, very effective. And I think sometimes that I was looking for ways to make that better, but our rebounding has been a point of contention for me in the zone. So I think we've got to be able to do both, and I think we've got to be able to do both better. And I do think that we do still lack a little bit of an ability to shut off some penetrating teams. And one of the reasons that I wanted to get more man was just simply, one, the ability to defend the three at times as people go with more shooters on the floor, four and five shooters. And then two, in doing that, I thought it would help our toughness and be able to rebound better out of whatever defense we were in. So, Yeah, I think our team's done okay with it, you know, and 90% of our drills are man-to-man anyways. So 90% of our drill work is man-to-man, and there's a 10% of our rotations that we work on zone. But even practice today, 90% of it was man-to-man, and I think we've been okay. I don't think we've been a great man-to-man team, but I think we've been okay. A little bit better,
And as you've long said, that it's not that people sometimes get caught into the antiquated thought of zone man. If you're, you know, the man, zone defense means you can't play man. But you've always said from the word go that your zone, the matchup zone, has always been one with man principles. So you can't get locked into thinking, I guess, talking to the fans, you can't get locked into thinking that zone means you can't defend man to man and you're not out there guarding people.
Well, the other thing I think that the other thing that with the way we play our zone is that we actually get more steals and turnovers out of our zone than we do our man. So we actually create this team in particular, I think, has been a better fast break team than teams of the past out of those turnovers. So when we're trying to get turnovers because we trap so much out of it, that is actually a better trapping defense than our man-to-man is. So generally when we're going man-to-man, it's really probably to limit threes and to rebound better. Those two areas would be the areas that we do a little bit better out of our man-to-man. But I think the ability to play both has proven us well this year. You go back to the Northern Iowa teams that can put five shooters out on the floor. That's hard to play zone against five shooters. You're trying to match up as much anyways. So anyways, we've been okay. We're still not anywhere where we need to be. This group still has a lot of work to do in terms of man-to-man principles and being tough enough. I still think we're giving up too much penetration, but it's a little bit better.
We'll take a break here because when we come back, keying off of that, of course, K-State has been so good at times in the zone. We talked about the length defensively for the Wildcats, the physical athletes that they have, such great length. We'll ask Coach if that's part of the recruiting mindset, trying to find people that fit that sort of look in their defense. We'll talk about recruiting. We've also got class starting up again, how that affects the Wildcats coming up this week. And, of course, later, Oklahoma State, the matchup next for the Wildcats on Wednesday night. All that when we return on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
Current price times 1,000 acres, carry the one.
These days, it's hard to make the math work for your soybean fields. The BASF Liberty Link system with Liberty Herbicide makes it easier. Start with a 2-plus bushel per acre yield advantage. Add in lower system input costs and more complete weed control, and you get an extra $33 or more profit potential per acre compared to Asgrow Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans. Grow smart with Liberty Link and BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Let's go to the K-State game this weekend.
Road trip! Where are you thinking of staying?
Booked an apartment on Booking.com.
Booking.com has apartments?
Yep, hotels, apartments, even houses.
Well, what about a townhouse just off campus so we can sneak into a party and pretend we're students?
Booking.com.
Okay, what about a nice house so we can host a pregame tailgate for alumni?
Booking.com.
What about we get a room in the same hotel as the other team and then keep them up all night with loud music?
Booking.com. And I like your thinking.
Me too.
Book hotels, homes, and so much more. Booking.com. Official accommodation partner of K-State Athletics.
Culbert Hills is more than the number one public golf course in Kansas. We offer stunning event space with top-notch service and a professional planner on staff. Whether you need a space for a small lunch meeting with your staff or an exclusive clubhouse for a large-scale celebration or wedding, Culbert Hills can accommodate both your needs and budget. And you can always add golf to your events as well. Book an event and enjoy the best view in the Little Apple. And don't forget about Culbert's Restaurant for before and after the KSU Wildcat games. Check out Culbert's menu and daily special at culberthills.com. Culbert Hills, your experience, our passion.
Kansas State fans, you can sleep easy tonight. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Wildcats and get great discounts throughout the website. They have pillows, bed sheets, mattresses, and even a bed for your pet. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Wildcats and save big on great products today. Again, that's MyPillow.com and use promo code Wildcats.
Back of the Jeff Binney Show here at Powercat Sports Grill. Brian Smoller along with Jeff Binney, the head coach of the Wildcats. We were talking about defense there before the break and about the length of the Wildcats, how it's been such a positive. We had three questions today from the crowd about recruiting. One of them is a holdover from last week because we got it too late, couldn't get it in. from Carla Jones, who asked, who are some of the new recruits for next year? What holes need to be filled? Kind of along the same lines, do you anticipate adding more players to this class? And how are the recent recruiting? How is the recruiting going for this upcoming period? So I guess the short version of all of those is you have two signees right now.
We do.
Jada Thorpe from Chicago, Emma Chapman from Columbia.
Columbia, Missouri.
Missouri, if I remember right. That's right. And you still have some open spots, but we're – are you going to look to add more? Are you trying to get a full 15 every time, every year? Normally, no.
We're not trying to get a full 15. Normally, 14 would be the number that we'd like to always have one open. But they did change some. They did change a rule that you can utilize scholarships if you have the. In the past, if you had any kind of player leave the program, you couldn't utilize that scholarship in the second semester. That counted all year. They did change that rule. So we're always actively recruiting. So, you know, recruiting, it just never ends. So, you know, I tell all our players, we have Peyton Williams, who's a great player, but if the number one power forward in the country wants to come here, it's my job to figure out a way for Peyton and her to play together, you know, and so we're always actively recruiting every position, regardless of whether it's a need or can we get better, can we do something different, and sometimes things present themselves, so we're always active, and now with the transfer portal, you're always kind of taking a peek at those things because you just never know who might be available.
I suppose that answers the question then about position needs and all that sort of stuff. I'm sure you have, at least Ebony Gillum, I'm sure, director of recruiting, they have the idea, okay, we need a guard in this class, we need a forward here.
Yep.
So you still kind of plot it out of what you need, right, based on who's graduating and all that.
Yeah, you do. And so, you know, we have our 2020 needs and how many scholarships, and we have our 2021s and we have our 2022s, and you're plotting that out with also the idea that there are just some unknowns that are going to happen. But we do – you talked about one of the other questions about trying to identify length. Because we do play a trapping, we do try to find more length. And we're always looking for continuing to improve our athleticism across the board. And we've talked about this before. The Big 12 is such a center league. You know, the unique thing for us is we have two players that we signed – but we have three players sitting out.
Right.
So we had Sarah Bates transfer in, but we had two significant injuries this year that kept two players out in Simone Goodrich and Yoki Lee. So Yoki has actually just got cleared to really start some stuff, so we're excited about that. We've got individuals with her every day. Sarah's back from break. We've got individuals with her every day. And Simone is working on her left-handed passing because she had surgery on her right shoulder every day. So, you know,
there's always a positive.
Never ending. So you really have five players that could be impactful to next year's roster because of some unforeseen circumstances.
Quick aside here about Yoki. She took the warm-up drills or layup lines, I guess, before the game against Texas Tech. The Texas Tech radio guy came down to me before the game in a panic because he did not have – he says, there's 11 players out there warming up. I only had 10 on my sheet. Who is this other person? Is she going to play? And like, no. Yeah, she's our secret weapon. No, it's Yoki.
The rules allow us to anybody that's eligible to play. The rules allow us to, no different than football, you could actually play that player. Now, we're never going to play Yoki because we've already made that determination. I guess we could, but we.
It'd be unfair to her.
But the point being is that so there are some advantages, and that especially when we're out of school, she won't travel the entire time when we're in school. Now Yoki's 4.0 GPA. She's pretty smart kid, so she's she can handle missing some class. But because of her not, we won't travel her and miss class.
Well, let's talk about class here real quick before we get to a break, because you've had this stretch. And coaches, I'm sure, love it, hate it. I don't know what. I would assume love it because you get a lot of practice time without distraction of class. Class starts Tuesday. How much of a concern is it with now an added, just something else? It takes focus away from basketball at times. It's a good thing. It's student. That's what they're here for, to get degrees. But how much of a concern or a hurdle is it for this time of year?
Oh, I mean, I think it's just, you know, about getting back, managing your schedule and doing all that. I mean, the one thing that's nice over the break is you can practice when you want to. You can change things if you want to. You know, you just have a little more flexibility. But, you know, now we'll cinch into a little bit better schedule. And certainly it's always a concern with the young group and that they manage those academics and manage the balance of it. And really, this will be the first time they've really traveled extensively. The first semester, okay, we travel over Thanksgiving, but we're out of school. We had the one trip to Little Rock, and then we had the lacrosse. Both were weekends. Now we're going to be traveling middle of the week, miss class. Can you catch up? We're meeting on all those things, and I've got an academic meeting Thursday so that we can hopefully stay ahead of those things. But we got a great group. Mary Claire does a great job with our team. Our team's a hard-working team. It probably impacts our players more than it did when I wasn't as serious of a student when I was. So it didn't really impact me at all. It impacts our players a lot more because they're really good students and they really study. It'll impact them a little bit.
I'd say the more you care about it, the more it impacts you.
No question.
All right, we'll take a break here. We've got the Big 12 to talk about. Big week in the conference. Kind of a muddled mess, as Coach mentioned, in the middle. We'll talk about that when we return after this word from your local stations on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
It's important to buckle up your kids.
I know.
Sometimes car seats can be complicated.
I know.
And if your child's in the wrong seat and you get into a crash,
I know.
It could lead to a serious injury.
I know.
So you're 100% sure you have the right car seat for your child's age and size?
I don't know.
Don't think you know. Know you know. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Make sure you have the right car seat. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Everybody buckle up.
Mom, 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 mom.
Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Come on,
buckle
can we get
up.
Some ice cream?
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Everybody, buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone. I see the future is really bright for me.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Powercat Sports Grill on the west side of Manhattan is the official watch party headquarters for the Kansas State Wildcats. K-State women's basketball is also being brought to you by People's State Bank, serving Wildcat fans since 1897. Visit them at psbbanks.com. People's State Bank member FDIC, equal housing lender. Ryan Smolder back with Jeff Mitty here at Powercat Sports Grills. The Wildcats prepare for Oklahoma State. Coming up on Wednesday night, Cowgirls are the opponent. Kansas State will go into that game against a familiar face in Jim Littell, Kansas native, and Bill Anna, an assistant coach, who's also a K-State grad as well. Well, Oklahoma State is sitting at 3-2 in Big 12 play. It is a jumbled mess in the middle of the conference right now, as you accurately pointed out. Who knows who's good, who isn't right now? It's so early. But Iowa State 4-2, Oklahoma State 3-2, then West Virginia, K-State each at 3-3, TCU 2-4. So two games separate third through seventh. right now in the middle. Then you got Baylor and Texas up front, and then KU, Oklahoma, Texas Tech early, but only one win in conference play. We'll find out a little bit more about some of these teams. Iowa State's got a huge week. They go to Baylor, to Oklahoma State, two big road games for them. Oklahoma's at TCU on national television on Tuesday night. TCU's had some hard luck. Gave Texas quite a fight the other night, but couldn't come away with a win.
They were right there, right? I mean, they were right there before our game. So actually went into our game. There may be a couple minutes left in that game, and it was right down to the wire. So didn't know till after the game when I asked you guys who had won that one.
Right. Texas has survived to this point with defense 15-3, but has had some narrow wins. And even Baylor's had moments, although they took care of business against West Virginia. West Virginia in the news losing Pardee, one of their starting guard. That's going to be a little dent in their armor here for a little while.
Yeah, and she was on crutches at the game in Waco yesterday. That game was on TV, so I got to watch half of that, and she had her crutches on the bench. So they're saying 3 to 6 weeks on that, but she's a really good player for them.
No doubt, and we'll see how that affects them coming up. Oklahoma State on Wednesday. You know, it's funny because I asked you about Oklahoma State in passing. I think it was after the Texas game. I can't remember, but we were talking about because they kept it close against Texas, and in looking at them today, they have again under Jim Littell just played great defense. I think I asked you specifically, are they throwing some sort of crazy defenses out there? How are they keeping everybody so down in scoring? And you said no, it's man-to-man just like always.
Yeah, he'll throw some zone in there occasionally, but he plays about, you know, Synergy has that about 20% of the time they'll play zone. So he's always had that in the arsenal, but they're just always very sound at what they do. And it's funny. You can see his fingerprints on this team because they play very sound, very solid. They don't hurt themselves. They get the ball to the right people. They run good stuff. Got two players playing at a high level. Miller and Vivian Gray are both playing at a high level. And then he's got some others that seemingly know their role very well from the outside looking in and just doing things really well.
So last year the talk of Oklahoma State was Lauren Goodwin, the transfer who went to her fifth school in 5 years or something like that and ended up an unbelievable season teaming with Kaylee Jensen. Those two move on, kind of Braxton Miller, and you didn't know.
Right.
It was Oklahoma State. Then they land the Gray Swiss sisters. Olivia's the older one who went to Fort Lewis in Colorado, which I think is an NAIA or Division
D2.
III.
D2. D2.
Small school in Colorado. Olivia goes there. They're out of the DFW area. Vivian follows. She's a five-star kid.
Yep.
Ends up going there, which was a stunner, right, to go to Fort
Grandparents
Lewis.
Grandparents live about 30 minutes from Fort Lewis University.
Spends 1 year there, and now is at Oklahoma State.
Parents own a big medical supply company in Dallas-Fort Worth, known them for a long time. It was kind of funny because OU, Oklahoma State, were recruiting them. And if you talk to them recruiting Vivian, I said, so what do you think? This, you know, on the recruiting trail, you ask them, and they're like, I think we're going to lose her to Fort Lewis. And you're like, really? And they're like, no, I'm serious. Their family is tight. Grandparents live out there. And then for whatever reason, they both decided to come back. And you knew that it was going to be – I think they've also got some family kind of in and around the Oklahoma area. So they were always pretty strong with Oklahoma, Oklahoma State. Heck of a player. Vivian is a great footwork, great mid-range jumper. Tough kid, plays hard. She's fit right in with what they're doing.
And has averaged 18 points a game on the season, but in Big 12 play, averaging 21.2 points a game, 6.8 rebounds a game. So it's almost like it's another Lauren Goodwin again. I mean, it's not just scoring. She does it all. She's coming off a game where she had 23, 8 rebounds, and 5 assists against the Jayhawks in a road win. That was – Oklahoma State had played somewhat of a not really a defining non-conference schedule. You couldn't tell from the non-conference how good they were, and then they went into Lawrence and won, and it was kind of one of those games where you're like, all right, Oklahoma State's going to be another power again in the Big 12. That'll be coming up on Wednesday night, 7 o'clock tip-off for that game. We'll have our coverage on ESPN3 and also here on the K-State Sports Network as well. All right, we'll take one more break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the program here, put a bow on this one, a couple of news and notes for the women's program as well before we say goodnight. That when we return on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
With 11 locations across the state, most K-State fans have a People's State Bank location close to home. The People's State Bank offers loans of all types, including ag, commercial, home, and business, plus a wide range of checking account options as well. Put their knowledgeable staff to work for you. Find out how one of the 11 statewide locations can help you. Visit psbbanks.com. The People's State Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Bill Snyder with some straight talk about opioid addiction. Today, opioid overdose kills more Americans than car crashes, and Kansas is not immune. Deaths from opioid overdoses among young people have risen dramatically in our state. I urge you to make this crisis a priority among your families and your friends. Healing starts with understanding the problem, recognizing the warning signs, and having the courage to act.
For more information, visit kdads.ks.gov.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the K-State Wildcats. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Like a quality, detailed craftsman, Bill Snyder has built the K-State football program into a national power. Likewise, the skilled craftspeople at Sheet Metal Workers Local Number 2 have emerged as the industry leaders. We've helped build many of the area's most innovative buildings and are proud of the work we've done on K-State's new West Stadium Center at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. We are Sheet Metal Workers Local Number 2. To find out more, visit sheetmetal2.org.
Back on the Jeff Binney Show here at Powercat Sports Grill. Brian Smolder, Jeff Binney with you. Zach LeCure back in our studios in Jeff City, Missouri. And hoping that Zach feels better. Zach, I had a little bit of illness down at Waco. Somehow I got transferred through the radio to Zach, and Zach's kind of had to deal with the same sort of stomach stuff here the last week, so hoping he feels better here. Powercat Sports Grill, Anderson Avenue in Manhattan, your number one hometown sports grill where the game is always on and the food is always great. K-State has Oklahoma State on Wednesday night, and then TCU January 30th, and then Saturday, February 2nd, is the annual Play for K game at National Girls and Women in Sports Day. We talked about the clinic before. There'll be all sorts of the other K-State women's sports at K-State up on the concourse of the Bramlage Coliseum for that one. Won't want to miss it. You can find out more through kstatesports.com. You can also go online and find out more about the halftime acts that are coming up as well. All right, we talked about a couple of individuals for you to this point. Wanted to ask you about Kaylee Jones because Kaylee has had to come off the bench. You can tell there are times where Kaylee's frustrated in practice or in shoot around, or you tell her, hey, Kaylee, get off your feet or elevate your foot there for a while this last week. You could tell she's like, I want to go. I want to play.
Yeah.
Where is Kaylee in her health? Is she good to go from this point forward?
Well, she's not 100%. And we're still kind of, I really thought she hurt it again when they fell on her.
That's right.
And that was pretty painful, but she kind of bounced up and they fell right on that leg. And it's taped pretty heavy, so it didn't move too much. She actually came out of it okay, came out of the game okay, it seemed like. And she did practice today. I will probably limit her tomorrow. Just because of she did get a good practice in. I'll be curious to see how it responds. We're a lot closer to 100% than we were, but we're still not there. She's still not exploding off that leg and just doesn't change directions like hopefully she can get back to.
It seems like, though, you've been able to manage the absence of Kaylee Jones, as we mentioned with Ashley Ray. We've also seen JB slide down a little bit and play at the four. Going back to Beard, we know we talked about her earlier, just overall energy effort, but mentally, how have you liked the way she's learned a new position at the four? Because there was a time where you had said, all right, we're done with that. We're just going to leave it at the three, and that'll be it.
Yeah. Well, I've simplified it. When we do move her to the four, we only run certain things. And so her and I had that talk because she was stressed about, you know, hey, coach, I'm struggling with this. So I said, okay, tell me what you're comfortable with. And so we kind of had that talk. And so I think that hopefully has freed her up a little bit, not stressing about it. But yeah, we've had to move some pieces around, and that's just part of it. I think everybody goes through that during a season. You know, you talked about West Virginia with Pardee. Now they're having to move some pieces around. It just happens. It's athletics, and it's hard to go through a season without having some bumps and bruises, and players miss a game or two here or there, and you just have to find a way to next person up and be ready to go.
We have one more question here to jump in before we get out of here. We're going to save some Peyton Williams stuff for next week. But this one comes from Nick Lander on Facebook that says, just curious, how much does the coaching staff and or the players pay attention to the bracketology projections as the season goes on? New one came out today. K-State was in the field of 64. So
it's about as much as I pay attention to my horoscope. Right about the same line.
So a lot.
Every day I read that horoscope just hoping that it says I'm going to be. It's kind of fun to look at. And when you're looking at, I look at it. Shanna looks at it way more than me. She likes to call Charlie Cream Krispy Kreme because of the it is fun to look at as far as just, you know, I think it's good for our sport to have it.
No doubt.
I think for our fans to follow those things, I think those are good. But let's be honest, we're a third of the way through the Big 12. These things are just going to keep changing, and what we control is a game ahead of us. And so while it might be fun to read, I haven't found any other purpose than just that it's just kind of fun to look at across the country.
It is fun to talk about. And Charlie Cream, as much as we give him grief, he's wonderful. And that I've emailed him 100 times about different stuff over the years, and he's always replied back with a thoughtful, provoking answer. He's never big-timed me or anybody else.
He does a great job for our game.
Great.
I really do appreciate him doing it. And they've upped the fact that they're doing it more frequently, which I think is good. It's good for all the programs. And you're right. He does such a great job of he does a great job of responding, and he's really good for our game.
We'll see the K-State's RPI and stuff continue up. Princeton's been off for a long time, a month, in the Ivy League. That's just the way they do it. They get back into action in February, and you'll see them jump up as they continue on play. That's a team that took it on the chin in non-conference with some injuries, but they'll be back. So you'll see the RPI jump up a little bit here as we move along. We'll take a final break, come back, and say goodnight here on the Jeff Mitty Show on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
Torgerson Electric Company is proudly a 100% employee-owned company with over 50 years of experience throughout the Midwest and is highly skilled in the pre-construction process with large prefab capabilities. Whether your electrical needs are commercial, industrial, institutional, or design build, you can count on the certified electricians at Torgerson Electric to get your job done right. Just like they did inside K-State's West Stadium Center, the basketball training facility, Northeast Connector Project, and Veneer Football Complex. Visit TorgersonElectric.com for your next project.
K-Staters, make sure everyone knows you're a proud member of the Wildcat family with a K-State license plate on the back of your vehicle, available with a $50 tax-deductible contribution. These special plates will let everyone know you are proud to be a Wildcat. With more than 10,000 K-State plates on the road, the Alumni Association's license plate program has raised more than $4.2 million for scholarships and student recognition programs. Get a K-State license plate at your local DMV office. For more details, visit the association's website at k-state.com.
Do you like your Kansas Lottery games exciting?
Wow!
And new? How about quick plays?
Wow!
And action-packed? Then we have the game for you, Racetracks. It's an exciting computer-animated stay-and-play game where you can make a quick pick or fill out a play slip and bet on everything from a quinella to a superfecta and do it all again 5 minutes later. It's the fastest game around. Play Racetracks, a new game from the Kansas Lottery. CKSLottery.com for details.
It's time for basketball, and the Wildcats promise to be as tough on the opposition as sunshine is on a snowman. Make sure you roll into every KSU game on tires from Kansas Land Tire. Kansas Land Tire provides excellent value on tires, but their service, oh, their service, that's the winning three-pointer at the buzzer. It's a thing of beauty. To find the nearest Kansas Land Tire store, go online at thetirestore.com, and remember, if you're out of air or need repair, these guys care.
With 23 convenient locations, visit thetirestore.com to find the Kansas Land Tire nearest you.
Wrapping up the Jeff Binney Show here at Powercat Sports Grill on a Monday night. We're back here next Monday night for the next installment of the Jeff Binney Show, 6 o'clock, and also on Facebook Live. If you wish to come and join us here at Powercat Sports Grill, we give away free food with trivia, of course, during the breaks. So love to see you. The newest top 25 came out today, AP top 25. Thought there might be an outside shot that K-State would get a vote or two. They did not. Coaches poll comes out tomorrow. We'll see how that plays out. But as Coach mentioned, just a third of the way through Big 12 play. We got a long way to go before we get there. Hopefully a big crowd on Wednesday for Oklahoma State. Then off to West Virginia, where the Cats got a big win last year. They're playing better. Kind of hard to know where they're at as well.
They are.
Another big week, though, for you. Good luck this week. Thanks for coming out. And glad that it was a better show. Even though we had the Chiefs kind of hanging over us.
I know.
It was a better show.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Brian. See you Wednesday.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Round of applause for the head coach of the Wildcats, Jeff Binney. Big thanks to Zach LeCure back in the studio. All the fans on site, Bo Harris, the entire folks here at Powercat Sports Grill. Brian Smoller saying so long. Thanks for listening to the Jeff Binney Show.
On the K-State Sports Network, live from the Powercat Sports Grill in Manhattan, this has been the Jeff Mitty Show, brought to you by People's State Bank, serving Wildcat fans since 1897. People's State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, and by the Kansas Soybean Association, the Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the K-State Sports Network.